بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، وبعد. Respected listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin by praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salutations be upon our noble master Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are continuing with Aqaid and Kitabul Iman. And in the previous lessons, we learnt about the Malaika, the Quran Sharif, etc. And these got to do with belief in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we explained that if we take our Iman in Mufassal, which is Iman in detail, we have to profess that we believe in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in all His angels, in all His divine books, etc. So last week, we had discussed and gone into a little detail with regard to the Malaika, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is their purpose, what have they been created from, and the link that they form in the chain between Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His creation. So it was explained that if we look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His creation, there obviously had to be a chain. And this chain is made up of the Anbiya, the messengers of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the divine books or the actual revelation from Almighty Allah. Now, if a person has to disbelieve in any one of these, then his Iman will be incomplete. Why? Because if a person does not believe in the Malaika, as was mentioned in the last lesson, then a vital link in the chain between Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His creation has been lost. Because it is very angel Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam who brought the revelation from Allah ta'ala to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. So today we're going to discuss with regards to the divine books and why it is important for us to believe in it, as it is important for us to believe in the Malaika, in the link. These are the different links in the chain between the Creator, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and His creation. And not believing in any one of these links in this chain means that a person's Iman will not be complete, and that person will not be from among the Muslimin. So the number of books revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is known to Him, and these books have been revealed, and they are all the direct kalam and speech of Allah ta'ala, just as the Quran Sharif is the kalam and speech of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is incumbent to believe in the truth of all books and manuscripts revealed to the various Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Rejection of any such book is kufr and renders one beyond the pale of Islam. As was mentioned, that it is an important link in the chain between Allah ta'ala and His creation. And therefore, rejection of any such book that was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam will take a person out of the fold of Islam. But I have to qualify here that when we say rejection, we mean to refute the fact that these books were true revelations from Allah ta'ala. Yes, of course, we know that it is only the Quran Kareem that is currently in its original form. All other divine revelations that have come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have been doctored, have been changed, have been altered, added to, subtracted from, and many alterations have come as a result of which we cannot accept these revelations in their current form. However, when we say rejection of these books, that means rejection of these books in their original form, in the way that they were revealed to the various Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. If a person has to say, for example, that Isa alayhi salam did not reveal or did not receive the Injil from Allah ta'ala, then this will be tantamount to rejection. So among the divine books, four are very well known. That is the Torah which was revealed to Nabi Musa alayhi salam, the Injil to Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Zabur as Allah Ta'ala talks about in the Quran Kareem, wa atayna Dawood az-Zabura, the Zabur was revealed to Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Quran finally as the final manuscript, the final revelation from Allah Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in this world was to his final Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Quran is the final revealed book. There will be no new revelation after the Quran. Just like there will be no Anbiya or no Nabi to come. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ana khatamun nabiyyina la nabiyya ba'di, that I am the seal of all prophets. There is no prophet to come after me. So the Quran is the final revealed book of Allah Ta'ala. It is the most superior of all revealed books. And it has abrogated all previous books and shariats of former Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. And this was explained also in the previous lessons, that the coming of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam abrogated and it has cancelled out all previous books and shariats. And similarly, the Quran has done so as well. Therefore, we cannot say at any time that I would like to follow the Torah, because it is a revealed book of Allah. Besides the fact that it has been altered, doctored, or changed, even then too, even if it were, for argument's sake, in its original form, it would be cancelled out by the Quran. That means that the laws of the Quran Kareem take precedence and is the ultimate as far as the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. It is no longer permissible to follow the previous revelations. In fact, when Nabi Isa alayhi salatu was sent back to this world, when he comes back, as we know, he is alive in the heavens, and Allah Ta'ala has designated a time when he will come back to this world and will kill Dajjal. That is our belief. Then too, he will follow the shariat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, despite being a Nabi himself, despite having received the revelation, the Injil from Allah Ta'ala, he will not have the option of following that, but rather he will have to follow the shariat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In some modernist circles, it is being asserted that the Quran does not abrogate former revelations. And this is a belief of kufr which will nullify one's iman. May Allah Ta'ala protect our iman. May Allah Ta'ala protect our aqaid. Grant us the correct aqaid and grant us the tawfiq of making amal, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.